Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us today for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Tetwin. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Today, we are talking about some of the most overlooked parts of retirement, like taxes, surprise expenses, income planning, and how to stay calm when things don't go as planned.
Colby will be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions each week by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's begin.
Colin, do you have a plan for what you'll actually do in retirement?
I sure hope we do. Honestly, I'll have a lot of clients who they're so focused on trying to get to retirement that they forget they've got to now plan in retirement. So not just talking about financial planning, but we're talking about lifestyle too. Because the finances is just one piece. I don't really care about the finances, even though I'm a financial advisor, as much as I care about your lifestyle, what you want to do. So what do we want to do? Do we actually have a lifestyle plan on top of it? Because that's really important. Because what happens to some clients, I've come across this a few times now. I'll have a client who retired a few years ago, let's say 3 years ago. And I maybe talked to him on the phone, didn't see him in person for a little bit. They'll come into my office and I'll be like, wait, who are you? As in, they didn't do anything or have a lifestyle plan. And now they look like they're 15 years older because they didn't have a lifestyle plan. And just sitting around will just nag at you and it will age you so quickly. That's what we don't want to have happen. We don't want to have a financial plan and not a lifestyle plan. Without the structure or purpose, retirees become unmotivated, disconnected, depressed. Your brain starts to slow down. Your cognitive ability is lower. You just don't keep yourself moving forward. And you oftentimes do go backward. Your life expectancy will go down if you don't have things to do in retirement, whether it's hobbies, whether it's family, friends, travel. Maybe it is a part-time job because you need that to keep your mind fresh. Maybe it's a walk every single morning, right? Those physical activities are actually going to be probably more important for you on the mental health than it will be for your actual physical health. Having those parts of your plan or part of the conversation before we even talk about finances, that's really important. That's why a lot of folks will go into these retirement communities because there's so many activities and they don't have to plan it out and they can go and they can socialize. They can get their mind working again. They love it. Most of my clients who are in those communities, those senior communities at 55 plus, they thrive because it helps them keep their mind sharp, not just their body sharp. So when we're going into retirement, we don't want to start the conversation around finances. But since this is a retirement planning show, we need to talk about the finances as well. We need to talk about what the costs of our lifestyle is going to be. So first off, we need to segment our income into two different categories, our needs and our wants. And then I'm going to add a third on there is our goals. So how much money do we need each month for the needs, for food, housing, keeping us warm or cold, depending on where we live or what season it is? Do we have those things covered? Can I go out to eat without stressing once a week? And then we start going and say, all right, what are my wants? I want to travel once a year, so I need $10,000. Well, where am I going to get it from? Or you're like, I love my grandkids. Let's spoil the crap out of them. Maybe you buy them a brand new car. I don't know what you're going to do, but maybe that's what we're planning for. And then we say, all right, what are the goals with my money? Do I want to leave money to my kids when I pass away? Or do I want to spend every stinking dollar I got? Undertake your check bounce kind of concept, people. Like, do we want our money to be gone? Or do we want to leave some? Do we want to leave a legacy? And then how do we leave that legacy? Do we leave it taxable to them, tax-free? What kind of tools do we use to get there? Do I want my money to go to charity? How much do I want to give to charity now versus later? Do I want to give it when I'm dead or as I go? These are some of the goals we start looking at. So those are the three categories we want to start putting things down in. These are going to help us, again, with building out the lifestyle with our finances. And if we don't do this, well, we might just be missing the mark and not be able to go do as much as we want to do. If we want to take 15 grand out for travel each year and we haven't planned for that and we don't have a strategy for it, well, there goes part of our lifestyle and we're going to feel disappointed and it's going to affect us in many different ways. So retirement should be more than just a conversation of your money. You also don't necessarily want to be spending your retirement days watching the stock market to make sure you haven't run out of money. Picking stocks might be fun, but maybe you don't want to do it as a full-time job for your retirement and you want to leave it to somebody else. And maybe you have your little bucket of assets that you have fun with and you gamble with in the markets, if that's what you look at. But we could also look and say, well, let's start looking at our vision of what retirement looks like. Are we volunteering? Are we creating or keeping hobbies that we had while we were working? Or get new hobbies? Right now, I work way too much. I don't even have hobbies, so I'm going to have a real hard time when I go into retirement. So we got to get prepped for our hobbies. Maybe it's travel. Maybe it's part-time work. Maybe it's just sitting on the couch, staring at a computer screen or TV screen all day, every day. It's up to you what you want out of retirement. But the key is being able to visually see it on paper, because that will make an impact. And then let's make sure that it's financially stable and it's emotionally fulfilling.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.